Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Reality Gaze interview with stars of pig royalty.
Stars.
This is Jody Rean, Cammy Rean, and Keely Rean. Hello, Reans.
Hey.
I have to add, my mama, I was just calling to my mom on the way here. She's like, what are you doing, baby? And I said, we're interviewing the Reans. And mom's like, oh my God, I love them. Because I got my mom hooked on the show. But I had to ask, is it Rean? Is it Ren? I feel like people say it all different ways.
It's Rean, like green without the G.
Okay. Yeah, because it's German roots. Yeah, because that's what you would. Yeah, yeah. Got it.
Thank y'all so much for being here.
This is so exciting.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited.
You guys, one thing I want to say, and I've said this since I watched the pilot, and Jody's voice says, the smell of pig shit is different. than any shit. And I went, tell me more. Tell me more, pig lady. And I watched the pilot and I told him, I said, yeah, I thought about we're doing this show as a curiosity. And I went, we have to do this show. This show is like Shakespeare with pigs.
It really is.
And the thing about it is, what you guys were such good TV. I'm fanning. You guys were such good TV, but the production team as well did such a great job of storytelling.
Yeah, they really did.
And we'll talk about this a little bit. But I want to just lead by saying we found this out from Tyler and from Kate Casey's interview with the producer Eric that this show started out being all about the Boleros. And, but then they started interviewing you guys and they went, holy shit, there's a lot of story here. And then they re-edited. And so can you guys talk about that? When did you know you were coming from secondary character to
like main family?
Main families, yeah.
Well, I think it was a few weeks in because it was kind of sporadic when they would show up. And first, let me say that our crew is amazing. They are amazing producers, amazing sound guys, just amazing. We're so blessed to have them as family. But it was a couple weeks in, and then all of a sudden they were like, can we come tomorrow? Can we come tomorrow? And then, you know, we kind of figured out what was going on and we were going to be more than extras. So I still honestly believe that Michelle thought whenever this aired that we were just extras. So I wish I could have been a fly on the wall and seen their faces when they, you know, it opens up to me talking about pig shit, you know,
more like a fly on the cheetah.
A fly on the cheetah. I wouldn't want to be the fly on the cheetah though. Sorry.
They'd all be sitting there in that sectional recliner. Just sitting there with her and the girls, kind of court draped around her, cheetah print rugs.
But So you mentioned to us, because we said we hadn't watched the last episode yet. We're recording this on Tuesday. And y'all said y'all are halfway through. And then you said, and then Keely, you said that y'all are watching as we watch, right? So this was all new to you, right?
It's so juicy. Like, literally, it's insane. It's a nail biter. Like, even though it's us, it kind of doesn't seem real at sometimes. Like, when this first started, I was like, there is no way in hell that Discovery Channel is sending a crew out to film my family. Like, no, that doesn't happen. Like, if you would have told me when I was 9 showing and had no idea what the hell we were doing, I'd call you a liar.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But no, it's insane. It's bizarre. I think what it was, my friends would come to me and be like, Cammie, what is it like? What do you experience? Has it been everything you wanted and more? Is it real? And I was like, honestly, as I watched the first episode, it's like a movie I've never seen before. I said it all. I was there. I did it all. And I should know what's coming next. But every time I'd sit on this couch and be shaking in my boots because I had no clue what to expect next. And I think it all stems down to in Eric's podcast, I think with, did y'all do that with Eric?
No,
Casey.
Casey. Mm-hmm. He was explaining how they were making up the story. But that's the thing. They sent in producers that also had no clue what this industry was either. So we kind of had to tell them, like, this is what we do. This is how we do it. And this is how we want it done. And they would just be like, okay, we're just going to film. We don't know either.
But they know how to show pigs now. We did teach them.
Yeah, we coached them as well, which is odd because they still, to this day, can tell you that they know nothing, but I know deep down they know a lot more than they get.
You learn this. We feel like extras watching the judge. I'm like, that pig's head's not up.
I'm like, they need to drive. They need to hit that hole.
Find that hole.
They need to find the hole.
Find that goddamn hole.
Yes. I still want to do a whole segment where I'm actually I'm trying to keep his head up and I'm doing that.
I'm not going to let
hopefully him. We'll do a live show where maybe we can put a little ball around there. You. Yes.
Well, I'll just come to your place and y'all can show us.
We'll give you some knee pads. Great. It's fine.
What was it like? Were you always aware of the camera or did that drop away? Or did you forget? Like, especially like in some of these emotional scenes, like, you know, Kiwi finally was like, take the mic off. But like y'all, it really seemed like y'all just forgot they were there.
That's what you have to do. Like in the first 2 episodes or so, I caught myself looking at the camera and I look like an idiot. I'm like, why was I looking at the camera? Like, I look weird. And so now I've just learned to like kind of completely ignore it and kind of just do what I do because it looks more natural.
Everything that you see on TV, and I know there's other people saying different things, that bad editing or whatever, that's bullshit.
That's real.
Every single thing you have seen on TV.
Of us.
Of us. Is 100% real.
We can't speak for everybody else, but I mean, in the morning when we'd wake up and we knew we were filming, I would tell everybody, don't say anything you wouldn't say in anybody's face. And everybody's always watching, regardless if you're on the toilet or you're out in the pig barn, they're going to hear you and they might just see you too. So just, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of weird having a microphone on and peeing. So we always do this. Hey, Annie, do you hear my pee? Do you hear my pee?
And I don't know, but I am very good at burping, so my audio of just my burps alone is probably disgusting.
There's a whole clip.
But they sound great.
There you go. Can I ask just some background? First of all, you guys, just tell a little bit. We were this was right before we were recording, but you guys are just kind of reeling with. You've just had something happen to your house, an act of God, a tornado. Can you guys just tell us how you are?
Yeah, we're doing all right. I was in Uvalde when it all happened and I was watching the storm pass over and Mom had called and I thought it was just a phone call. You know, she was going to update that, you know, the storm had already hit them. And it was traumatizing to hear not only my mom screaming, but both of the kids screaming. And Dad, I could hear the fear in his voice as well. And it sounded like a war zone. It was really traumatic. And I was 30 minutes away. But even in that 30 minutes, there was nothing I could do. Yeah. There was nothing anyone could do. And so it was traumatizing. But
all in all, everything that happened is replaceable. And I'm just glad that the lives are all okay and that all of the animals are okay, because that's all it really boils down to. Materialistic things don't matter that much to me, but the people do.
And and one thing that I noticed is, you know, we've all said if the house catches on fire, this is what I'm going to grab and this is what I'm going to do. All that shit goes out the window.
Yeah.
Like, you don't fucking care about the jewelry box or the gun, or like, I just wanted to get, because the cell hit us and then there was another one coming. I'm like, Josh, we're getting the fuck out of here. I am not staying here. We're leaving.
Yeah.
So we tried to go down the road and there was a damn tree in the road. So we actually rode out the second part, but you know, everything we have is destroyed, but we have each other. So that's just a blessing
in itself. Lives can't be replaced.
That's right.
But everything Amen. Else can.
And you guys were talking about tornado. Exactly.
Manu.
Manu, this is probably his first tornado.
This shit doesn't, we don't have cantaloupe size hail in Spain. Where the fuck am I?
And that's what he said. We don't have this in Spain. We're very glad.
I think that's been his catchphrase the entire time he's been here. But you guys
don't have that in Spain.
Yeah. Just to clarify, you were hit by tornadoes, and which is a very, very Texas, Oklahoma thing. Even though I grew up in South Carolina, we had a lot of tornadoes.
It's crazy because the same day that the tornado hit our house 2 years ago, me and mom were in Oklahoma at Nationals for FFA, and we were literally
tornadoes all around.
Yes,
the same exact day. It was unreal.
Wow. Summer in Oklahoma and Texas. It's all about tornadoes.
I'm ready to move to the Caribbean. Screw this shit.
Screw that. Now, I have to ask, I think it's ironic that Cammy is sitting in the middle of y'all as we do this interview, because I do feel like we've often called Cammy kind of the, no offense to the other two, but the kind of the voice of reason in the Ring family. And because y'all talk about this, but Jody and Keely, y'all are a lot alike. And we are
the same person.
Yeah.
We see it more and more. And like, how is it, so seeing this kind of dynamic, has it changed your relationship or bettered it in any way of the three of you to see it? I think it's a different thing to see like, oh, I'm trying to talk to mom. Mom's trying to talk to me. We're the same person. We're just both crying and yelling. And then like, and Cammy's trying to fix it. Like in the middle, like how has that changed your, if at all, your family dynamic?
Just in the last week alone.
Well, but I think the tornado had a lot to do with that too. Just calling your child and telling them you love them and goodbye.
Yeah.
Thinking you're going to die. Like all the bullshit between Keely and I is just,
it's gone.
It's gone.
Cammy's raising her hand like, I have an opinion.
I'm ready to speak. So here's the thing. I'm already crying. I have already been trying to explain to them, look, the only reason y'all fight is because you're too much alike. And they were we're not alike. We're not alike all the time. And then they see it for themselves.
Yeah,
and
I'm can't like, lie.
Ding, ding, ding. The light went off. Here we are. You know, and I figured it out. It's down to the science now. I have each one of them all figured out in the household. If I can have one inside and one outside and I can tell them two different things, then they're on the same page, because it's just in the different wording. I can't say to one what I'd say to the other. You know, I figured it out.
Cammy's a born producer, y'all.
You are. I feel like
born producer.
Well, I feel like Cammy is such her dad.
Yeah.
She's so.
Yeah.
Talks a little more than he does, though.
Yeah. Can I ask?
As he's listening to us right now.
How did you guys get in? I know, I'm sure Jody, probably you were involved in it and you got your kids involved, but how did you get into showing pigs? What's your background with that?
So I grew up very, very, very poor. I mean, I remember going without food. I remember my mom in HEB crying because I wanted a donut and we only had enough money for beans and salt. So I did not get to show. So I admit it, like I'm living my dreams through my kids genuinely, because I wanted to do it so badly. And we as a team, not only do we show, but we make it possible for those kids who grew up like I did, that don't have anything, that can't afford a pig, can't afford to feed. We make sure they get a pig and they can get their feed, and that's what's most important about it, this. You know, it's all about the kids.
we did have one bit that I think we've already had requests for the merch for it, where when someone who shall not be named speaks and all of a sudden turns into a giant fire-breathing pig and screams, "It's all about the kids."
Well, because
it's all about the kids.
We think that will happen because we haven't seen the last episode yet. So, but we want Nugget to come over to the Reen family show so badly, just really A for Nugget, because we love that kid and we love his mom, and we think that Michelle would completely lose her shit.
We would love nothing more than to have Nugget in the Texas flag. And like I said, we were watching right before we connected the Zoom meeting, and literally we all
cried. It's gonna make you cry.
Like,
it's
he made
sad.
Us cry.
It's emotional.
And I want you to know that child is an amazing person, and him and Cannon are great friends, and it shows they do throw the football together.
Yeah.
You know, that's very important to have fun, but have good competition too. Yeah. So
both your kids, that's so good to hear. I think both Cannon and Nugget really showed themselves to be, and Cannon would, because he's, from what we've seen, I can relate to him a lot because I'm a very competitive person, like you guys all are, because what I was rewarded for growing up was, I felt like that was kind of connected to my worth. And it makes sense to do that. I was a musician and I got, I would enter piano competitions, and that's what I was obsessed with, that. And I would beat myself up if one person beat me, and I would take it really personally. And so I see that a lot in him when he doesn't win something, because he's wanting so much not to disappoint anyone. And
right.
I never realized that was all kind of in my mind, that was what was made up in my head. It takes time. Yeah.
And I think he feels that way too, but I'll tell you, if he stops crying, we're going to have a problem. Like, he is so passionate. And I don't want to discourage him from crying. Like,
no, you support.
You guys
that.
Are doing the
that.
Right thing. You guys
He's
are
12 years old.
Where did that? Where did that come from in Cannon? Like, because obviously you're all competitive, but okay. Because what Cannon has, like, or maybe y'all were like this when y'all showed pics too when you were younger. But Cannon is like, you know, we've talked about, like, y'all talk about winning, obviously, but like it is a bit one sided, where kind of. You do hear a lot from the Boleros. It's not about doing your best. It's about just winning. And y'all incorporate, we want to win, but we want to show up. We want to work hard. It's kind of more about the, but Cannon, is that just something that I feel like he didn't get that from, like, when I got emotional when Josh has that conversation with him on the tractor, because my father didn't have, I have a great dad, but my father didn't have conversations like that with me. And so where did Cannon get that from, that this just intense perfectionism?
I think it started when he was a very small child. He was very really OCD, very much so.
I could see
you
that.
You can move something a quarter of an inch and he's going to realize it. He couldn't have his shirt wet, nothing. So I think when it became into stock show and sports, he's like this with everything. Mm-hmm. He messes up in a baseball game, it's the same reaction. Mm. Basketball, same reaction. So I think it's just more of a, he knows his abilities,
and he holds himself to a high standard.
To a very high standard.
Yeah,
because he knows how good he is.
Yeah, and so he doesn't mean to screw up, but as soon as it doesn't work out in his favor, he thinks he did. So then it's his fault, essentially, which we try and tell him, you know, it's not your fault. It wasn't your day. You know, it was somebody else's day. And I think he just is too hard on himself. But I don't think that there's another way to raise a kid to be competitive other than that, because I feel that shows heart. I feel that shows compassion. I feel that shows responsibility. And I also feel like it shows competitiveness in a true, genuine child nature. You know, I don't want him to be punching things. I don't want him to, you know, be hitting. I would rather him sit there and be down and be a little upset.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Yeah, I think you just said something, Cammy.
Y'all are good people. I'm emotional.
A lot of times, especially little boys, we're only allowed to have one emotion, that's anger. Mm-hmm. And that raises really stunted emotional men. And if you, at least you encourage him to communicate.
I'm the most impressed with Josh in that. Men of his age in Texas,
I know.
He's like a, I think Josh is like the Renaissance man of fucking
hey,
Texas.
Renaissance man. No, so, he is amazing. And like y'all have said in the past, like he keeps me centered and he does. And more than anything, he is an amazing dad, and not only to Cannon, but especially to Brandon. Like that relationship now is
crazy.
The turnaround we've seen in Brandon, and you know, like Cammy, a lot of videos of, you know, Brandon will just walk over and grab Cannon and hug him. You know, it's,
we've brought out his soft side.
Yeah.
And I feel like Brandon was getting to that point, like y'all were talking about in previous podcasts, that he's at that teenage boy stage
that
where he's harder than everybody else, and I'm popular, and I don't care. And I feel like when he comes here, and we hug him, and we tell him that we love him,
and there's emotion.
Yeah, we offer to make his plate and stuff like that, and he doesn't have to be so manly. It's starting to bring out that kind side that I know he has. He just doesn't like to show it as much.
Yeah,
we love the tykes. We love the tykes.
They're amazing. You know, Mandy's been my friend forever and ever and ever, and I love her. I mean, they're my sisters. I'm so blessed to have them in my life. And Tyler too.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to talk about the Cannon Whisperer, as we call him.
I want to also talk about this kind of vagabond refugee family you've established with Pig Shows. I love it because it could not be further from a certain other family's version of that.
But also from what we experienced as little gay boys in the South.
Yeah, it's just nothing was like this.
And not even talking about but like for everybody. I mean, you have an exchange student. Like, I think this comes from Jody and Josh. Like, what is it in you that told you, I'm not going to judge people? And we're not only going to not judge them, but support them.
Okay, so that goes back to my raising. Growing up poor, I didn't have a dad in the family. I kind of raised my mom, my brother, my sister. My perspective is I'm trying to be that person to any kid who needs that person that I needed back then.
Yeah.
So our door is open. I mean, any given day, there's 15 kids here. Literally. We're feeding them. You know, they all call me mom. I need to be that person for those kids that were like me growing up. So that, you know, Tyler being gay doesn't matter. The Tykes being lesbians doesn't matter. Like, Mandy was married before to a man, and Kristen was engaged to a man, and they just fell in love. And
love is love.
Love is love. And their love story is beautiful. And Tyler, like, we don't see his gay. But yeah. I will say something, though. I'm going to embarrass her. Tyler said that if she would date him, he would be straight.
You know what Tyler did say?
But Cammy's too smart.
I did say, when we were doing a lightning round, I think we mentioned Cammy, and he went, she's hot.
Hot.
So, Cammy, it's always there for you. I may not be what you want. May not be. He might just wear your heels.
No, honestly, I don't know if y'all noticed in the little, like, walkout we had, our little red carpet scene.
Yeah.
I was in, like, old Jordache jeans, kind of like old 80s jeans, dude shoes, t-shirt. My hair wasn't even flat iron. I had basic makeup on. I was like, nah, dinner, whatever. Tyler walks up in a button-up floral t-shirt, black ripped skinny jeans, and heels.
Heels.
This is not. This we either need to switch or you need to tone it down because I'm looking way too far on the opposite end of the spectrum here. But I didn't mind, you know, express yourself, but he's
something else
for sure.
Yeah. Cool. So do we want to try a lightning round? Do you have
I have one more question. Yeah, I just want to ask.
I just want to get a couple of things across real quickly, if that's okay.
Sure.
No, I was actually going to say, like, is there something you wanted to say that hasn't been said?
Yes. Yes. So McRib, McGriddle, what's the other one?
McChicken.
All right. I just want to clarify that McGriddle, McCall is an amazing human.
Yeah.
She is amazing. And everybody's kind of got it messed up with ages. She is actually the oldest, but.
Oh, okay.
That girl, I've been in contact with her. She's checked on us after the storm. And she's an amazing, amazing person that we love very, very much. And then one other thing that.
Period. Full stop.
But another thing that y'all talked about in episode 7, where I'm pissed off that Michelle didn't show up. So I have personally had serious back problems. I've had a spinal fusion. I'd had my tailbone removed. Like, I live in pain every day. So that's where my mindset was. Like, I'm here and I'm in pain, but you know, I get up every morning and I do it all over again, and it's all for the kids.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That makes sense. Cause we did say, we're like, wow, Jody was really like, I don't care if this trigger is hurting. Yeah. She should show. But now that's the beauty of being able to see the other side. You're like, oh,
right.
See, that was editing. I think when you say people are trash on TV, that's not editing.
Person. That's the thing about editing, you guys. You can't edit someone into saying something they didn't actually say. So,
well, like I said, they just called us idiots and then calling Cammy fucking pathetic. What? Like,
yeah.
And honestly, when she had the conversation with Michaela McKenzie, I tried to join that conversation. And I'm the more assertive, loud,
yeah, no shit, Keely.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah,
loud and clear.
But now, after we're idiots and pathetic and white trash, I would like to share words with them at one point, eventually.
Yeah. Cammy, what was that like for you to watch that? Because you had that conversation with them, and then did you leave and thinking it went well?
I gasped. When it happened, I went,
like, what was that? No, walk us through. Sorry, y'all. This is going to be a long interview. We got to know tea. What was that like for you, that experience, having a conversation with McKenzie and
Michaela?
That's
McChicken and McRib.
McRib. Okay.
So here was the thing. We had talked about approaching the girls, and I thought it was going to be the three girls and then us three sisters, me, Keely, and Tyler, could go up and also have like an equal conversation. We'd all have it would be an equal playing field on in a neutral position. You
they wouldn't feel attacked. Yes. Or
so that was the plan going into it. And day of, Keely was already like there. She was already at a 10, and I was more than 2. And I was like, I can control this by myself, you know. Yeah. So I approached. I said what I needed to say, and I allowed them to speak their truth if they were willing. And all I got was, nothing. Yeah, everything's fine. Okay. Which, if that's the way you want to go about it, that's fine. But I really was not expecting when I walked off for
it to be that
reaction to come out of their mouth. And then when asked about it, they didn't want to admit to it. And that's what kind of bothered me most, is because if you're going to sit there and tell me that nothing's wrong and that it's between the parents, and I walk away and it's a completely different person, that doesn't sit well with me. Now, if that's how they want to take it, that's fine. But I no longer feel the need to attempt to clear the air again. You know, I gave you your opportunity. I'm not going to get anything out of it, you know? And at this point, I just can't change it, you know?
I just feel like we've been nothing but nice and genuine. And like at the beginning of this, like when in episode 1 we were like, they're beautiful girls, you know, like we knew each other growing up, that was all genuine and I meant it. They are beautiful, but the disrespect does kind of get to me.
Yeah. Like, well, and we're still trying to figure out what the hell Michelle's mad at me about.
Yeah,
like what
I still don't know either.
it started when I spoke to Justin Kane, and I was genuinely, he had showed Old Timer Showmanship the week before. And I was like, hey man, he's a tall guy.
He is.
And it's hard for a tall person to show a pig. So I genuinely was just telling him, hey, you did a good job. And then he was like, do you want to meet the girls? And I'm like, yeah, come on, you know?
Yeah.
So it started there. And then what you see when I walked up to her at her show was all that was said. There has been nothing else said.
But what you've seen.
And we're clueless. Like, I have no idea what she's mad at me. No clue. I don't know what I need to apologize for. If y'all figure it out, please let me know.
I think she's made up a lot in her head, possibly.
I think Tyler called it when he said there's a lot of hurt there.
Yeah.
You know, we love Brené Brown, and she talks about hurt people. So not that that's an excuse, but there's obviously that. Is there?
Yeah.
So we'll do I have one last question. I'm sorry. It's just, is there, for the three of you, is there anything you would have done differently in all of this?
Been less emotional. But that's just me.
Fine, honey.
That's you,
that's,
girl.
That's you.
I haven't said or done anything on TV that I wouldn't have done in front of anyone. I have no regrets. I'm super proud of my family. They are genuinely good people. And I'm just blessed to have raised good humans.
Actually, I take it back. I'm glad that I was emotional.
There you go.
That really does show.
That is scammy.
I have emotions.
That's so Keely. I love that. So Keely is like, I'll take it back. Just kidding. I love it. I love you. Awesome.
Yo, let's do a lightning round. So we're just going to say a person's name and just one word. One word. Any of you can
I'm
answer.
Scared.
No, it's fine. There's no test. Manu.
I'm going first. Perfect.
Oh, I love that.
Mine is kind-hearted. That's two words.
Mine is son.
Son. Let's see. We'll do.
What about Nugget?
Handsome. Love. Stuck. Like, I want to just take him out. I feel like he's stuck.
Yeah. Tyler Parrish.
Extravagant. Bizarre.
Obnoxious.
He knows it.
He'd probably admit that.
He'd be like, girl, it's true.
Josh.
Dad. Role model.
I'm speechless.
Aw.
Ooh.
Incredible.
Aw. Should we?
Discovery Plus might make us take it out, but we have to. Michelle Bolero.
Crickets.
Horrible. Fake. That's mine. I'm just gonna go with diabolical.
I plead the fifth.
Good for you. Good. What the be the bigger person? You guys, I'm not a fan of a lot of people. I'm huge fans of yours.
Yes, very
much. I said this was
fans of y'all.
Thank you. This is my favorite show of 2021. And I'm a bitch and I'm really picky about things.
Very much a bitch. But
yeah.
And when the world opens up, which it's starting to, we definitely plan on doing live shows and we'll definitely be in your area. I mean, I'm from Ardmore, which is Southern Oklahoma, and my boyfriend's from Austin. So we're in your neck.
Well, y'all are going to a pig show with us. That is
I want to so much.
I want to go.
I'll have you a bodyguard. Like, nobody will mess with you standing by me. I promise.
No, I trust you. You guys,
I will gladly wear the Texas flag and walk too. Around with y'all.
Me too.
Yes. It'll make my Texan mother proud. She was always sad I was born in Oklahoma.
There you go.
I'm sad you were born in Oklahoma.
I kind of am too.
Anyway, thank you guys so much.
We love you so much.
We so hope you get a second season. We're very, very excited.
Tell everybody where they can
find you too.
Before you hop off. Where can people find y'all?
So I am on Instagram at Cammy Reen as well as TikTok. Other than that, I'm kind of...
I'm on Facebook, Reen Show Pigs, that Josh and I kind of share that one. I have an Instagram that's Jody Carson Reen. Josh has a TikTok.
I have an Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and they're literally all the same thing. So you won't have too much trouble finding me at Kiwi Alexis.
All righty. You guys,
thank you.
Love the Reen.
Love the Reen.
We will see you later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.